Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, and 93.7 FM. The answer here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet, the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everyone working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheeler drivers, the women and the men out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang and John the mail hauler, and thank you very much for the great job you guys do. Also, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers, thanks a lot. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Oh, we're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as Captains America. And don't forget, our website is the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. It's simply the Captains America, thirdwatch.com. Go over there and check us out. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back on the line with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have got a caller on the line. It's Iron Mike in Town and Country. And Iron Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, on this James Brown, he was highly criticized for supporting Nixon and the Republicans, and his answer to that was a young man. I shined shoes in front of a station in Atlanta. He says, now I own it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it.
All right, so that was in reference to James Brown, the comment that was made earlier, and that's good. Okay, thanks, Mike. We'll see you for breakfast. Okay. Mike's going to come over to 4th Street over there at the Village Inn. We're going to have breakfast over there. If you want to join us, you can. I'll buy the coffee. Now, Denise, back to where we were going here with all of this Twitter stuff before we get into the Brittany Griner stuff, because you're going to go from a different angle on that. So go ahead.
Well, when it comes to Twitter, let's understand something here, that Jim Baker, the lawyer in question here that left the FBI during the height of Russiagate and then went to the Brookings Institute, which that's a whole topic for another day, and then over to Twitter. Let's understand something here. Lawyers are officers of the court. And as an officer of the court, you are to promote justice, fairness, and decency. And so this cat ought to be disbarred just for those violations right there, for what he and the others were doing at Twitter. Now, additionally, Jack Dorsey, more than one occasion, had appeared before whatever congressional committees for testimony, and he was asked several times in several different ways if they were censoring. His short answer was no. Are you shadow banning? His short answer was no. So Jack Dorsey himself could be in some legal trouble and probably ought to go hire himself a lawyer because he lied before Congress, and that is a crime. That is a felony.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, I think there's more to this because, now, last night, the second release happened, and I don't really call this a full release because we're getting summaries, if you will, this time instead of from Taibbi or coming from Barry Weiss. And everything seems to be that got released seems to be paraphrased with, you know, some particular sentence out of an email or whatever. So we're not getting the full picture here yet. And I would argue that the story begins perhaps with Twitter, with what Elon Musk is having Barry Weiss and Matt Taibbi do, but it doesn't end there. Because the very same things were going on with Google searches,
mm-hmm.
and what Google was suppressing, YouTube and what YouTube was suppressing, Facebook, Instagram, and so this is just, as I said, this is just the very beginning. Section 230 needs a very different look now, if they're ever going to update Section 230, which clearly needs to happen. But I think it was called something like the Internet Decency Act. Operative word is decency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is kind of just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, a lot of people are saying that we haven't heard the end of this. There's still, as you mentioned, she didn't, the release wasn't really a lot of what was going to be put out there. There's a lot more really serious stuff coming.
I have no idea what's coming, so I don't think that anybody can make that judgment. I think we know enough to know how big this could be. And I would expect more to be out there, but I have no idea.
So we'll just have to wait, and we'll have to see what happens, and hopefully we'll know sooner rather than later. But then again, in the business that we're in, they dump it all at one time on a Friday night at, what, 10 o'clock? All right.
Well, last night wasn't Friday night.
No, but it will be tonight. All right, hold on there. All right, folks, you're coming back with more. Going to talk a little bit about the Brittany Griner thing, but not from the angle that you're hearing other people talk about it. We got the wrong person back. My opinion, I'll tell you why. She needs to tell you what she thinks. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Yep, and we got to tell you that this portion is brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And their great website is geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they are an insurance company. They save people money, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure well over 26 million drivers along the way. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can find out more about them over there. And you will certainly have the opportunity to check and see what it is they can do for you, because you'll give them your car, you'll give them your truck that you're driving, they'll give you a quote right there on the website, and if you have a ATV, a boat or an RV or a motorcycle, they'll insure that for you too, and you'll save a little money because you'll bundle that together. But then where you really save the money is when you come up with the homeowners or renters or condo insurance that you should have and get them to give you a quote, and that will really lower your car insurance down even more. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You'll find out where your local agent is if you don't already know, and you can get a quote over there and then go to your local agent and say, okay, here's what they just quoted me. What do you think? What can you do, et cetera, et cetera? Because sometimes you might even get a lower price because maybe you didn't tell them you were a veteran, or you didn't tell them that you were a first responder, or all sorts of other things that you get discounts for in the insurance business. So let's go back to the telephone line and Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, back to where we were talking about. This is a situation where, in my opinion, we got the wrong person back. We should have gone after our former Marine, or we should have gone after one of the other people that are there, and this basketball player should have been a lower priority. But we heard people like Congresswoman Presley tell us what the priority was. I've got to be careful how I say this, but she basically laid out down the line the things that you said to me they're proud of and all that. Well, maybe they are, but we're not.
There's a tradition when we have to work to get somebody back that it's first in, first out. And Paul Whelan has been in prison since 2018. So all effort should have been on him. Now, Andrea Mitchell kind of told the truth yesterday in a I think a Twitter post, and then all of a sudden it was removed. And it was apparently, well, Moscow told the United States, you either get Greiner or Whelan, but not both, or none.
Right.
And even Biden came out and said that Russia dictated the conditions. Well, why is it that the United States isn't dictating conditions?
Correct.
You know, why are we not taking the lead in the negotiations? Now, when it comes to Victor Boot, let me explain something to you. At one point, the most wanted man in the world was Osama bin Laden. The mm-hmm. second most wanted man in the world was Victor Boot.
Mm-hmm.
And for us to trade back, swap in this deal, Victor Boot for anybody is outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it that Moscow needs most of all right now? They need weapons.
Yep.
Because they're in a war with Ukraine. Now, this cat is going to go right back into the system.
Yep.
He knows where the weapons are.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, this cat was not just dealing in small arms.
Right.
He was also dealing in man pads and stingers.
Mm-hmm.
And he was providing them, dropping them literally by air to anybody that wanted them to, and he was manifesting terror groups
mm-hmm.
Across the globe, and including our drug cartels.
Yep.
So the Department of Defense, interestingly enough, came out yesterday, and they're very upset about this, and they should be, because what happens? Well, you have these armed groups that get more arms because of people like Victor Boot, and then what happens? Then you have all of this unrest, all this military conflict, wherever it may be, with drug cartels or in Somalia or, you know, Syria, wherever it may be. And then what do we have to do? We have to send in the Marines to clean up the mess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, who else should be upset? Well, I would think Ukraine. Because this cat's going to go right back into the trafficking system. And he knows where, again, he knows where these arms are, regardless of their size and their abilities and their descriptions. So, I mean, are Ukrainians, are these poor civilians, these poor people in Ukraine going to have more targets on their backs because Russia's going to have more arms? The answer to that's yes.
Yep.
So this is really an outrageous. You got people in Congress that are upset. You got people in the Department of Defense that are upset. You got people, I mean, it's the most reprehensible trade swap I think I've ever seen.
Well, here's what George the Godfather chimed in about, and I'm sorry I didn't get to this right away, George, but I'm going to get to it now. He said, releasing Grimes and not the Marine is an insult to everyone that served the United States of America, to every veteran.
He's exactly right. And this isn't the first rodeo with this kind of thing. Look what Obama did when we traded who? Bo Bergdahl with five Taliban.
Yep.
Which I'll never forgive, and I'll never forget because it also happened to happen on my birthday when that trade happened.
And George is saying something here. He mentioned a statement. numerical statement here. He said Boot is responsible for the death of nearly 250,000 people.
I don't know what that number is, but that number wouldn't surprise.
No, because he's been all around the globe, as you said, and he pretty much fired up Africa and kept that and has kept that going.
Which is what I just said, yes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Let's see. He also goes on, George goes on to say he hates the pledge and the country, and they released a person who was the American hater instead.
She didn't like the national anthem. She hates America. She said it many times. So, yeah. But you know what? This White House, these negotiators, who included, I might add, Bill Richardson again.
Wonderful.
He seems to be, they were fine with that.
Well, Bill Richardson will give away anything and anybody and sell his grandmother if he could.
Well, this wasn't an even swap. There's more to the deal. I can assure you there's more to this deal. There always is. We're just never going to know what it is because no one's going to come clean on it.
Well, I hope we get our Marine back. That's one of the things I hope for because...
imagine how he feels.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. First in, last out. That's not the way it works. You are right. It's not the way it works. By the way, big news coming out of North Carolina. Police have obtained arrest warrants for individuals involving this massive power failure.
Well, it came out from Duke Energy with what was struck by gunfire was exactly what needed to be struck in order to cause the most damage. So that into itself was a big clue on who this could have been. I haven't seen the arrest warrant, but I'll go take a look at it.
Yeah, there's no name mentioned so far, just that they have four warrants. So it sounds like four people will find out, I guess. But, the thing about it is it proved again how easy it is to do something like this.
And on any power, any substation, I think there's, 58,000?
Yes.
Substations across the United States. I heard that number. 5,800.
Yep.
5,800 maybe it was.
Mm-hmm.
They're vulnerable. And there's that we just proved our vulnerabilities. And this one's a tough one because, I mean, if you're completely unprepared for something, that kind of a hit. When you have a storm coming, at least you can harden some things. But this one was, nursing homes, hospitals that need that power. Didn't have it.
All right, we look forward to talking to you tonight on the weekend edition of the program. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she does, and sign up for her newsletter that she puts out. I'll be back with more right after this message.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The House gave final approval to legislation to mandate federal recognition for same-sex marriages, with a bipartisan coalition of lawmakers voting in favor of the measure in the Democratic-led Congress. The landmark legislation is now sent to President Joe Biden to be signed into law. Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the announcement.
Today we stand against an urgent threat, and we succeeded for the values that our nation holds dear.
Ports of entry along the U.S.-Canadian border are monitoring for a white 2011 through 2013 Hyundai Elantra that was in the, quote, immediate area of a home where four University of Idaho students were murdered last month. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Now it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to have a little bit of fun today with this. It's not going to be just your straight military news. Yes, we do have some, but we're also going to have some fun telling you about some things that are going on here, too, with a little background music. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
It's Christmas time, and unlike those people that feel they have to play Silent Night every 10 minutes, I like playing some upscale stuff that says a little something about Christmas. That car that gives you a little beat, keeps you awake, because that's our job at night, is to make sure you stay awake and don't fall asleep on us out on the highways and byways. And, of course, that's the tractors in the background, I'm playing in the background. Santa Claus is coming on a boogie-woogie choo-choo train. Well, you know something? We found out yesterday that the bill for the United States military budget, the national defense budget, $858 million, got passed in the House, and it's headed over now to the president's desk, because it's already passed the Senate. However, what the House did, and get this, they rescinded the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military. Yay, attaboy, way to go. Now, that provides nearly $858 billion, that's with a B, for national defense, passed as lawmakers scratch off one of the final items on their yearly to-do list. Now, the list in the bill provides for about another $45 billion more for defense programs than President Joe Biden requested, the second consecutive year that Congress has significantly exceeded his request as lawmakers seek to boost the nation's military competitiveness with China and Russia. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And we're just boogieing along here, watching this train as it goes by. There is such a train, by the way, that's in this video. The tractor's Santa Claus is coming to town, the boogie-woogie choo-choo train. There is, in fact, such a train up in Canada that goes town to town, village to village, cross country this time of the year, so that you can see what it's all decked out and looks like. Now, we've got some other items going on here militarily that are worrying some people. The Pentagon leaders, whoever they might happen to be, obviously liberals, to say this, voice continued support for their decision to mandate the COVID-19 vaccine for service members in the face of a proposed law that would force the Defense Department to repeal the policy. Well, let me tell you something. Policy's come, gone, it's over, it's done with, get a life, move on, or please leave the Department of Defense because you're holding up the scheme of things. Now, the U.S. may no longer enjoy, by the way, a numerical advantage against China in certain elements of its intercontinental ballistic missile program, according to the Strategic Command, which oversees the U.S. nuclear arsenal. It seems China has gone ahead of us in several different respects here. And is anyone surprised? Is anyone surprised to hear that? You shouldn't be. You shouldn't be, because China's been building more ships, China's been building more planes, China's been building more of everything when it comes to defense compared to us. We just can't seem to get our heads out of the clouds and realize that we are still in a big-time, major, upcoming conflict against people that don't like us. We still can't seem to get that wrapped around. By the way, there's a report that's come out of the Ukraine right now. I'm sure people are not going to like hearing this, but here it comes. Russia says that they've killed 441 civilians around the Kiev areas early in the war. The findings add to the mounting evidence that Russian forces have targeted and summarily executed Ukrainian civilians in grave violations of international law. We're beginning to find out more and more and more about that, but the question is anything going to be done about it? The answer to that, in my opinion, is probably no. Now, not to forget about the fact that we've had a number of things happen over the past year, not only in the Ukraine, but across Southeast Asia, Africa. Africa is a zone, and giving up this arms dealer again to get back out there and do business, he was just petting them up and picking them up and putting them down all across Africa, supplying that whole region with any kind of firearms they wanted. Warlords, mini lords, military countries, whatever they might happen to be. You wanted weapons? He found a way to get them to you. This Soviet guy, Boot. So, again, here we are. We let somebody out that's going to go right back to doing what they were doing before, mark my words, no doubt about it. And we get a basketball player who may or may not be playing basketball anymore, who at the time of her capture didn't care for the United States, wouldn't stand for the national anthem, didn't say the pledge, none of that stuff. Okay, that's who we got back. Big freaking mistake, in my opinion. Big mistake. And we didn't go after the guy that had been held the longest, a Marine. And we should have. We should have. So what do we do now? What do we do now? Do we just sit in our hands and say that's it? Or do we start getting on the telephone calls or getting on with the telephone calls again, which did work the last time, and say, hey, Mr. President, Mr. State Department, Mr. Whoever, Miss Whoever, we want our people back out of Russia. We want our Marine back. Go get them. If you can't do it, there's another election coming in just a little bit less than 2 years. We will vote you out. Lay it out there, Tom. Get it out there in plain black and white and let them know that you're serious about what you're doing. Because if they can't go along with the program, then guess what? We can't go along with them. Let them know that. They wouldn't know how to act. They really wouldn't. Because they think everything is wonderful. Everything is rosy. Sure it is. By the way, the Compromised National Defense Authorization Act released by lawmakers is going to grant the Air Force's long-awaited wish to start retiring the A-10 Warthog and wind up getting more new F-35s in the defense bill, something that the military has wanted to do for a while. So they should have the opportunity to do it. And we'll just sit back and we'll wait and we'll see. Now, again, if you haven't heard, the budget, the military budget that was passed, rescinded the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military and provides nearly $858 billion for national defense. It passed the House yesterday. Lawmakers have scratched it off as one of their final things to do, end of the year. And now it goes to the president to be signed. It's got $45 billion more than what was asked for by President Joe Biden, and he is expected to sign that ASAP once he gets his hands on it. I hear the music. That means we're going to come back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. We're going to play this one again. We've been having a lot of fun with it tonight. It's called Santa Claus is Coming on a Bit of Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train. And this here portion of the program brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Acura, here in Tampa. It's around North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership. And you can find them online at mossacura.com, M-A-U-S-Acura.com. Remember, they are the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military veterans and first responders get tremendous discounts on the vehicles that they're purchasing, new or pre-owned. And that includes church pastors, too. The Moss Care program comes with that. Free oil changes, tire rotations, for the life of the vehicle. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S-Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S-Acura.com. Great time to save some money and get yourself a different set of wheels to begin with. So Chris Markowski is coming in. I can see him right now on the Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train. There he is. There you are.
What's going on?
I'll tell you what. What's going on is the Boogie Woogie Choo Choo Train. We just brought you in on the train. You like to ride the train, right?
Never a Boogie Woogie train.
But you like to ride the train, right?
Going into the city, I used to. I haven't been on the train, since pre-COVID.
So we gave you a special free train ride on the Boogie Woogie Choo-Choo train. So that's how you got in tonight.
Absolutely.
So there you go. All right. Well, we had the military budget get passed yesterday. They finally realized that this damn COVID-19 vaccine mandate was not doing them any good, especially when it came to recruiting. And they didn't need to have it anymore like they had to have it to begin with. But anyway, a bill to rescind the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the U.S. military got passed and is going to be signed by President Biden probably today. And also the new budget to provide some $858 billion, which is $45 billion more than what Biden asked for, also got passed. So the military is well-funded and ready to go again.
I'm curious to the breakdown when it comes to the money and, how much of that is being dedicated to Ukraine and other places. I do believe, though, that, and it's been done before, we have to, the amount of money we spend on our military, I think we need to do a better job of auditing where the money goes and, making sure that veterans are taken care of properly. The amount of waste, that they are involved with, I mean, it's just such a big bureaucracy, the Pentagon. And whenever it's looked into, they talk about the amount of dollars that are just basically going nowhere. I know that they've got new, very expensive procurement contracts with new weapon systems, and it's replacing the Black Hawk helicopter with a new plan, and there's another bomber that's coming, and all of these weapon systems. And I think that's all well and good, but I think we've got to do a better job of keeping track of the funds.
Well, we do. There's no doubt about that. And you won't get any argument from just about anybody I know that's got a brain in their head that understands you don't give somebody $40 billion and then not tell the people where it's going. That's way, way, way expecting too much.
Well, with the Ukraine, you're sending money over there and they can't account for it. It pulls your hair out as an American taxpayer to say, how's this good? Or, where's this money going? And, what are they buying? And is this going to be, you're going to just start throwing, weaponry around that's, maybe at some point in time might be used against us, like what happened, in Afghanistan. So I do think that we got to be a little more careful.
Okay, before we go back to a little money talk and business, I want to tell you about Stacey Abrams. Have you heard the latest about Stacey?
No, I don't. She bothers me. I don't really care.
You are going to want to hear this one, trust me. And the people in Georgia already know about it, so here we go. So the people, this is where I got this story anyway, was from Georgia. The Democrats have sent Stacey Abrams literally on a long walk off a short pier. They've told her that she is no longer wanted to run for any public office in the state of Georgia after losing the last three times in a row. And then their opinion now, not mine, not yours, their opinion coming from the Georgia Democratic Party that she may have cost them the opportunity to win outright some other seats in Georgia, because the only thing that they really gained besides reelecting Warnock was the only thing they gained was that seat. They didn't gain the governor's seat that she ran for, nothing. And they are not happy, the Democrats in Georgia, over her. And they've told her that she's done. They're not going to endorse her anymore for any more positions.
Flash in the pan, I could care less. Again, Georgia, in my opinion, even though, you had, the gubernatorial race and whatnot, it still was a failure on the part of the Republicans. It's actually an interesting assessment of Republicans and these races and how, again, they're just so far behind the eight ball when it comes to getting out the vote. And, they're yelling and screaming and complaining all the time about early voting. Well, early voting's not going anywhere. It's the law of the land. You might not like the law, but it's the law.
Right.
And, you're not playing by those rules. Well, you're going to lose. And, Republicans are going to have to do a better job. They're going to have to start doing the ballot harvesting.
Yep.
That Democrats do. And if they don't, they're going to continue to lose. I mean, doing things the old way, just buying television ads and radio ads, is not how things get done now. I mean,
nope.
Pennsylvania, for example. I mean, with Fetterman winning that race, he almost and people are like, how did he win after that debate? Well, he won because he got a ton of his votes before that debate even occurred. Because that's the Democrats said they ballot harvest and they held the debate after the fact.
Right.
So, again, you know, Republicans got to get in the game, and they're not.
And the other thing they need to do is they need to get on social media a lot more.
Well, yeah, that too. But again, they did it in Florida. I mean, Florida,
did all of that in Florida. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Voter registration in Florida, and that's why they killed it down there.
Yep.
I mean, you know, again, state by state, you got to see how some of these parties are doing, and the Republicans, quite frankly, just lazy.
Now, the U.S. jobless claims remained low, showing no sign that the Fed has cooled their demand for labor, and everybody's saying it's just the beginning before the end of, they're using the recession word again, that it's coming first quarter next year, but I still don't see it at the moment. Do you?
I don't see a recession with, you know, at least a deep one. I mean, technically we were in one, but that doesn't count because they didn't call it. In 2 quarters of negative economic growth. I mean, the jobs numbers are still too strong to be into a typical type of a recession. So I don't see, you know, anything deep happening. I think that certain things are being worked through, and I think inflation is slowly but surely coming down.
I do, but not by much and not very quickly. By the way, I thought the Keystone XL pipeline was shut down, didn't you?
I think the extension of it.
Okay, well, you're probably right, because the Keystone pipeline on the Nebraska-Kansas border was shut down this week after a leak was detected in it. Now, the comment from the company said, we've shut down the Keystone pipeline system and mobilized people and equipment in response to a confirmed release of oil into a creek in Washington County, Kansas, approximately 20 miles south of Steel City, Nebraska.
Yeah, I heard about this, but I think that this is, you know, probably the original, and I think that they wanted to extend it.
Right.
I don't know what type of damage was done.
Well, you dump oil into a creek, it's never good.
No, but you know, but that's obviously that's an issue, and this is where, you know, you like to see these pipelines being built. I don't know how old this pipeline is, and why something like this would occur. I mean, normally it's the safest way of getting fuel from energy from one place to the next place, and has to be dealt with. I mean, I'm wondering if there was anything done to it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to throw something in the mix because we're going to be out of time here in about 15 seconds. Republicans did well in places like Florida, Iowa, and New York, period.
Well, in New York, you know, they did well in much better in the suburbs in and around New York City.
Surprising, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, not really. When you see how bad New York City is and how bad crime is,
yeah,
and people pushing back, and these are people that tend to commute in and out of the city, and they see this first, they change who they're voting for.
Well, I don't see you going in there every day because of that fact, if not other things. But then again, I'll talk to you. I'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and go Bucks!
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check it out, and catch his program on the weekend.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.